What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lion's Head Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. Now, something I really want to touch on today is understanding the fact that there are going to be things in your life that are going to get in the way of you trying to get to where you want to go. Only if you look at them as things in your way. A great book, and it's called The Obstacle is the Way. And so anytime you're faced with a trial or tribulation, anytime you're faced with an adversity, anytime you're faced with something in front of you, it is meant for you to use that as your opportunity to become better. Let me give you an example. 2 weeks ago, I injured my back. All right, I injured my back. I could barely bend over. I was waking up with pain. I was going to sleep with pain. But that didn't stop me from still getting my workouts in, still waking up at 3, still going to hit the gym. But Alex, how did you hit the gym with your back hurting? Well, I sat down and I could do lateral raises. I could do biceps. I can do triceps. I could do push-ups. I did something called 10 down. When you do 10 downs, it's 10 push-ups, get back up, go back down, 9 push-ups, get back up, get back down, 8 push-ups, and you do that all the way to 1. What a burn. Try it out. That didn't hurt my back. Now, I couldn't do my famous burpees that I always do. I love burpees. So that was out of the picture. So I couldn't do my burpees. But I could still do my push-ups. That didn't hurt my back. So instead of looking at it as, damn, like, fuck, my back. Like, yeah, it hurt every single day. I also took that as an opportunity to go to the chiropractor. I haven't gone to a chiropractor in a while. And he aligned my ankles. He aligned my hips. One of my legs was a little higher than the other. Aligned my neck. And when I was there, I was able to give, he needed some advice when it came to like macros and things like that. So I gave him some advice for his son. You know, I was able to help him out. And then I met a guy there too when I went there who told me about the Bible. It gets crazy because we were able to discuss the Bible, and I never met this man, but I thought that was really amazing. It's like, man, he told me something about Jesus, and I'm like, to me, anytime I speak to someone about Jesus out of nowhere, I truly believe it. You know, it's alignment. I'm where I need to be in my life. And so we spoke. And just throughout this process, I've been trying to help myself. I've been trying to foam roll. But I haven't let it stop me. You know, I have not let it stop me. I just looked at it as an opportunity for me to practice perseverance. And even in the Bible, it says you will practice perseverance to work on your character. Then, now this past week, I got sick. And you can't hear me. I got sick this week. I came down with a sore throat coming back from Miami. And I was like, oh, here goes this. And then Monday and then Tuesday, I just woke up feeling not good. And I remember reading in my little scripture, my little devotional. It's like, hey, I want you to rest. And this whole year, I haven't really rested. This whole year has been a year of go, 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 go. And I still woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I still was able to do my little bit of a workout. I didn't go to the gym, but I was still able to go and do my workout because it was a non-negotiable for me. I'm like, it was almost like life testing me. Life being like, what are you going to do when you have all this, when you're sick, when your back hurts? You know, are you still going to wake up? Are you still going to do your workouts? Are you still going to stay consistent with what you said you were going to do? And overall, that's probably the most important aspect of life. Is like, are you still going to stay committed when everything is inconveniencing you? Leon, Binga. My bad, guys. Come here. Bingaka. I'm like walking Leon, but I have no leash. Bingaki. And there's a homeless man here. And we're at the park. So, what are you going to do? You know? And the best advice that I could give you is understanding it's testing your perseverance for the next level. Because when things aren't going your way, they're actually going your way. Remember that. And so this week, I took advantage of, okay, how can I get better? How can I get better? Because I'm always trying to improve. There's always a way to improve. And I believe if you can take that concept into your mind that how can I improve? How can I make today a day that I improve? And I always say this, you can always improve by either reading something or watching something that's going to educate you, that's going to fill you with more knowledge, more wisdom. And so as I was resting this week from being sick, it also gave me some time off my back. I still did my workouts and push-ups, and I was able to stumble upon these movies, these biblical movies, like the Book of Daniel, which is a really good movie. You could go on YouTube, type in the Book of Daniel, and watch like the full movie. It's like an hour and 30 minutes. It's phenomenal. And it, like, because to be honest, I haven't gone into the Bible and read the stories. I feel like they're a little difficult sometimes for me. I'm being real with you. So watching this movie gave me a different perspective, and I'm like, man, this is awesome. And I then watched Samuel. I've already watched the Solomon, and I'm watching the Book of Jeremiah now. And something that really stood out from all these movies is how much they praised the Lord. Like, even saying that name, like, they praised the Lord. Not just God. Like, they would say God, but, like, the Lord. You know, the Lord is speaking with you. The Lord is upset with you. The Lord, like, all these things about the Lord and how much they would praise Him and how much they would confide in Him. And I just, it showed me more strength. It showed me how much they really loved Him and how much they gave worship to Him. And like, some people might not like that. Some people are like, I'm not going to worship this guy in the sky. I'm like, that's how you look at it. I don't look at it that way. I have massive amounts of respect for God because of where He's guided me in my life and how I've allowed Him. And I think a lot of people don't really like to turn to God because they feel so all this pain. And it's like, people think that God is supposed to relieve all this pain and make them have a beautiful life, gorgeous life, pain free. And I'm like, no, like, God is there to help you get through the pain, because the pain is what makes you better. Pain is what makes you grow. Pain is what makes you evolve as a person. So if anything, God is putting you through pain to help you evolve, to help you become someone you're so proud to be. Because the person who can grow can achieve more things in life. I don't have pleasure all day long. I don't always eat what I want to eat. I don't really get much sleep. I work out every fucking day, so I'm always in pain. But I know that that sustains to growth. It makes me a better person. It makes me a better person for myself, my friends, my family, for strangers that don't know me yet. And so everything that you're going through in the moment, realize that it's all part of the plan that God has for you there. And that's another thing. Like, you gotta sometimes realize that you have a plan, but He's got a plan for you. So whether things don't go according to your plan, you gotta remember that, this isn't the master plan. God has the master plan. And I don't want to say you must, but what are you gonna do? Either you trust in the word of God, you trust that He's doing what He needs to be doing for you to be better, or He's not. How you doing? And you can sit there, get a flat tire, and be like, fuck me. Like, I had to go to this meeting. I had to do this shit. I'll never forget. I remember I got a flat tire on the highway. I'm like, motherfucker, you got to be kidding me. And I was heading somewhere, and I'm like, fuck. And I'll never forget that day. I'm like, you know what? It is what it is, you know? I'm going to try to get the lug nut off. I'm going to get it. Like, whatever. And then finally, after like an hour, I had someone come help me and change it, all this shit. And at the end of the day, I told myself, you know what? God could have saved me from getting into a car accident. He could have saved me from, like, dying, you know? And if you look at it from a perspective of that, your life will come to a different view. Like, you'll feel different about your life. And so, whatever is in your way becomes the way. If things didn't go your way, they're actually going your way. If it didn't, it's going the way it should go. And when you believe that, you learn to accept what comes your way. Trust me, I'm not saying it's easy, but if you can make that shift, you'll find that there's strength in adversity. There's strength to be found when you can take the things that most people will be upset that happened to them and realize that it's happening for you, in which case allows you to move forward. Because most people just dwell on the fact that shit isn't going their way. They dwell on, oh, motherfucker, this isn't going away, this, and they just waste a day. they hold these grudges. They're upset. I'm done that too. I'm like, fuck you. I've cursed out God so many times because shit didn't go my way. In all reality, it was going my way, just not my plan, God's plan. I'm not trying to quote Drake, the master plan. Much love, guys. Love you. I hope every single one of you has a great day today. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.